Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. There we go. Number two. Yeah, actually, you're number two. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. Welcome. This is Holy Ramen, who luckily I was able to meet through MTS Management, which shout out to MTS Management for, first of all, emailing me all the time. Appreciate you. Welcome to my bow. I'm so glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. We got lots to celebrate. We got lots to celebrate. So firstly, first of all, I believe you were featured either no, you were featured in MTS. MTS, they actually that's how I reached out. That's how I saw you. They sent me an email. I think it was from an article or something about you. I was like, okay. I like what this girl's throwing down. And another thing that caught my eye was Sanctuary, which is that your debut single or is that like a single that you just happen to just have?
It's my latest single. So I released that in November. Prior to that, I actually had an album out back in 2020.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And major congrats. Sanctuary is such an amazing song. It has a nice vibe to it, production's on point.
Thank
And
you.
the lyrics really got me.
Yeah, that's what I always aim for, just writing hard-hitting lyrics and finding people who can relate to it.
Really good. It's good to go for that. That's really good. Very amazing. And another thing that I really found out too was that single had a little bit more meaning than it's just the release. It's actually leading up to an upcoming EP, which I'm excited to hear all about. I'm so excited to hear to see about. What can you tell us about this, upcoming EP that's coming?
Yeah, so I'm working on the EP right now, just finishing up some touches, and I'm hopefully going to release this early this year, depending on how things go. And the EP is 5 songs long in total, and it's kind of the similar vibe to my debut album, but a little bit different. Overall, kind of more mellow, but it ends off on a strong note. And the final song is very upbeat, and I'm super excited for everyone to hear that final song because I think it leads to a new energy, which I hope to bring in future projects.
That's really amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm excited. And I'm not surprised too. If your EP is anything like Sanctuary, it's gonna be amazing.
Thanks.
Yes, of course. I mean, it must be amazing having MTS manage you. How is that, by the way? Like how is it having Michael be management for you? How is that?
So, I actually work with them just for PR related stuff, and I've had a good experience with them so far. So I'm hoping to continue that relationship for future releases.
It's really good, it's really good. And that's a good direction when I like Michael. All the artists he manages are like top notch, so I have no doubt you're gonna be alongside with them.
That's good to hear.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's how I get my interview. That's how I get people in my catalog.
Nice. I didn't know that, but that's good to know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's my pen point. I'm always looking, I'm always sightseeing. And tell him by Instagram, tell him by your facial recognition. You must have done a lot of traveling too. It looks like you're from like around the world. Like, are you from like from there around, or like you've been like in the U.S., or are you from over there? You know, over there.
I'm based in Toronto, Canada.
Oh wow, Canada!
Yes.
Wow, and you still live there now?
Yep, I'm still there.
Oh, so you grew up and raised in Canada? Wow.
Yep.
Now that's amazing. I love Canada. That's really amazing. Like, how is Canada? Because I got a bunch of friends from Canada, and they all say that it's really nice. But I just want to
Well,
know.
it's yeah. Well, it's a pretty nice, quiet place to live. Right now, it's pretty cold in the winter time. Got a snowfall going. Yeah, but I'm in Toronto, which doesn't get that much snow throughout the year, so it's not too bad. Where are your friends based?
Oh, nice. It's crazy though. I'm down here in the US and you're up there. It's crazy.
Yeah. Where in US are you?
Texas, actually.
Oh, okay. So completely different climate.
Yeah, it is. Like, literally, it's like today's like one of the few cold days we'll ever get. Like most days of the year, though, it's gonna be like, I think 70, 80, 90 in the summertime.
Yeah, we use Celsius here, so I have no clue what Fahrenheit is.
What? Really?
Yeah.
My God. It's like hugely shocking. I can't believe you don't know what Fahrenheit. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know what Fahrenheit is, but I just have no clue, like what. You know what considers as hot and what's cold, you know, just never used it before, so
That is crazy. This a little insane. I've been using Fahrenheit like for a while. This God, it's crazy. And speaking of crazy, now that you know this EP is coming out, that it's almost coming, is EP gonna be anything like your other music that you made in the past, or is this gonna be like a shift of genre? It's gonna be something else?
It's mostly going to be the same. There is some more, I would say, experimentation with this compared to my debut album. But I would say most of the songs, it's five songs in total, but four out of the five is it's pretty in line with my previous album and also pretty in line with Sanctuary. But then the final song, it's more upbeat, which is a bit different. Because my music is tend to be more chill, relaxed, and mellow, but still the lyrics, it's along the same lines. Most of my songs are really personal and talks about, you know, things that I go through, mental health, and also more of a philosophical take on the world and, you know, current affairs. So it's still pretty in line with the theme of my previous music.
Oh, so it's gonna be within like the same kind of place as your debut album, other works. It'll be personal. It'll be from
is gonna be from you, which is, that's really good. That's really good. But when I saw it was called Oblivion, like I was like, oh, like when I first saw the name, I was like, I mean, like Billie Eilish, are you a dark artist?
Though Oblivion, it's really inspired by Mac Miller. I listened to a lot of his songs throughout, my adolescence, and I got obsessed with his music after his death, especially just kind of a coping mechanism. And in one of his close to final album, I think it was his final album that he released before his death, there was a song that's called Self Care. In the outro of the song, he mentions the word oblivion a lot, and that kind of struck me. It's like, wow, what a neat word. Yeah, a very interesting word that kind of just summarizes a whole bunch of feelings, and how everyone interprets that word is different, which I thought was really interesting.
Wow, that's extraordinary that the album took inspiration from Mac Miller. That must have been hard for you to
Artist.
that must have been crazy, and now he's not here. And it's even more beautiful and more personal, that your album, a reflection of his, and also the coping mechanism. That's really good to use as a coping mechanism to get over the fact of his death and everything. That's like extraordinary.
He definitely inspires me a lot. And his music was really a motivation for me to make music myself, because I admire how he just made music of whatever was on his mind. It wasn't commercialized. He didn't care about whether it would be a top hit or anything. It's just whatever is on his mind, he spits it out in a rap, and I really like that.
That's really good. I did like that though. I absolutely love that he was able to be, honest in his music. That was really good. And that was really, big of him, That's what led him to have a great, career, is that he always was honest. Like every time a song would come up, like you would know it's him because he's honest.
Exactly.
That's extraordinary too, that he's always honest. Like, would you say that's a reflection of your music, like being honest?
Yeah, I would say so. Especially if you really dig into the lyrics of my songs, it's pretty raw. I think I tell more through my music than I am in real life conversations. In real life, I tend to like hold back some information. I'm more reserved. But then through my music, I just don't care. Anything I'm feeling, anything I'm thinking, I'll say it.
Ah, so anything that happens in your life, you be fine with sharing out to the world?
Through my music.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really dope too, that you're able to open up. Cause man, you lucky. I could never do that. Like you're so lucky. It would be hard for me. No kidding. Like I have a hard time opening up, so it'd be like crazy. It'd be crazy if I could ever share like that. It's great for you. Like props to you for, even having the courage, to do that. Like to me, that's amazing.
Yeah, I feel like it's easier through music. Like I'm still pretty reserved in real life, and I'm not that open. But through music, I find it easier because it's a work of art. And once you get it out, you kind of distance yourself from it a little too. It's still your music. People can relate it back to you as a person, but it's kind of its own body of something. It's independent, and I feel like it's a good way to get things off your chest, because once it's out, then it's out. It's separate from you. You can now move on.
Absolutely. And That's really good that music works out like that for you, that you're able to, you know, do and then, you know, take some time away from it and really enjoy it. That's really good.
Yeah.
It's really, like, out there. I mean, has that always been for you in music? Like, how, like, everything's been going on, even with Mac Miller, has this always been the case, you know, with music, even in your early life?
Yeah. I would say so. I would say life is my biggest inspiration in terms of music. And I've been writing songs since I was 12, 13, and it's always been inspired by what's going on in my life. So, and I only recently started releasing music, so a lot of my early works are unreleased. But maybe that's a good thing because, you know, angsty teenager just writing about whatever that's happening might not be the best sounding music. But yeah, that's always been how I approach music.
That's amazing. Props to that. I definitely respect that. And hopefully that's another thing that I would love too, is to see something unreleased. Maybe you'll do like some of those artists do and have a collection of songs, you know, it's unreleased, or, you know, like a vault album, if you will.
Yeah. That would be cool to think about. I might do something like that in the future and probably make it into more of a mixtape free download.
You should. I'd love to see some of your early work. I would love to see how you were in your early days. I would love to see it.
All right, and then I'll consider it.
Yay. I mean, it must have been crazy, you know, to see you grow up like that. I mean, like, how was music in the early ages for you?
It was mostly experimental. I'm pretty self-taught. I mean, I took a little bit of piano lessons growing up, but that's about it. And I was always fascinated with poetry, I think. Before I discovered lyric writing, I was into writing poetry, and then that kind of transitioned into writing songs. So yeah, it's mostly been a self-taught, experimental kind of journey.
Oh, very good. And that's like, that's even personal right there, like your whole journey's been, you know, really in there, like really personal.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, I mean, if that's the way you're going in music, I mean, it must be even more tense in real life. Like how is that? And like, are you that, you know, open in real life?
No, not at all. This is kind of my outlet. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you kind of closed off.
I would say I'm average. I would say I'm like super open or super closed off, but like just average. But then through this medium, through music, I'm more open.
Oh. Okay, I see you. Look at you rocking now. I see you. Okay. That's cool. And within the music, like, something really got to me though is not just, you know, overall, like within the music is definitely, you know, the songs. Like, I listened to some of your debut album. One of my favorites was definitely Vanity and Euphoria. Those definitely my two favorites. Like, what would you say would be your method, your, you know, process, you know, whenever you're making music?
I don't really have a standardized method, but mostly I come up with the theme for a song that I want to make, and then I would just have these lyrics, these tunes come to my head, and I write it down and make a voice memo just to remember it, and kind of build the song out from there. That would, I would say like 75% of my songs are made like that, but then the other 25% would be just from making the beat. So I produce most of my music. So when I'm working on a beat, there's a cool sound and I kind of build out the first 4 to 8 bars. Then I start freestyling with that beat and try to come up with lyrics that would go with it and build the song out from there. So that's the other 25%. So it kind of varies from song to song.
Also, kind of varies. So it was kind of like based on the song's mood, that's how you flow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's really good. Because most, well, I'm not gonna say most, some artists, they choose to just have this way that works for them, and that's the way they're going to. I'm like, this forward on. The way you're doing it is actually, in my opinion, the best way. In my opinion,
Yeah.
that's the best way.
Yeah, I find it hard sticking to one thing, like one method, but that kind of transitions over to every part of my life. I don't like sticking to one thing.
I mean, that's most people. Like, I feel you, 'cause that's me a lot. Like, I can't just stick to one thing or one way. Like, you gotta be versatile. Like,
Yeah.
you gotta be over the place. You gotta, be wild sometimes,
Yeah, exactly.
gotta be all over. It's amazing that you go all over. Like, you're not just one thing. Is that the same thing with the genre wise, or like the music vibes? Like, you it's based on how you feel, or you just stick to this one genre?
Oh, it's definitely based on how I feel and also really influenced by the music I'm currently listening to. My genre is going to change. Actually, I worked on this EP while simultaneously working on another project, which is more further out into the future. But I decided to release this EP first because it was more similar to my previous album, so I thought it would be a nice transition. But moving forward down the future, yeah, it's gonna be new genre, new vibe, kind of thing. Still sticking true to the lyrics of being how I feel and being truthful and honest with the lyrics, but definitely the feel, the production, the beat, the genre is going to change.
Oh, and another curious thing, how much will it change? Like, will it be like rap to country, or will it just be a similar genre?
It's well, I'll tell you this. The other project that I'm working on for down the future is more R&B and dark pop.
Oh, now I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
But more R&B, kind of. It's more danceable than my current songs, I would say. That's about the biggest difference.
Oh, cool. That's and hopefully you'll still be honest in the new genre, right?
Yeah, that's always going to stay. I think that is part of my branding or just part of me as an artist. It's just to always stay truthful with the lyrics.
Nice. And I'm gonna joke a little bit, but the name, your artist name, Common. Now I know it's gonna be silly, but did the name come from actually eating it? Because guys, ramen is actually a food. Like, if you're in Texas, like me, for example, Sam's Club is a good place to get one, because they sell them in giant cups of it, like cup of ramen. That's the brand that I was talking about earlier. It's called Cup of Ramen. Did it come from that? Like, did it come from, the actual, like, brand, or is it just something that you just picked?
So, ramen's my favorite food. It's my favorite dish. And my favorite ramen is actually like authentic Japanese ramen instead of the instant ramen that you usually find at grocery stores. But yeah, ramen overall is my favorite food and I eat it a lot. And then this name was actually a nickname given by one of my friends. And when I was starting out in music, I thought, I need a stage name because I don't want to use my real name. So what should my stage name be? And I couldn't find a good name, but then I thought, why not just use the silly nickname that I already have? So I just went with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy coincidence. Crazy coincidence that it's the food that you like so much. And That part I really do love, is that it's fun. It's goofy, it's creative, and it shows that you are versatile and, you know, you're capable of anything.
Yeah. And overall, this idea of this stage name is kind of like an alter ego. So music, as artist, it's an alter ego of myself. And I think kind of an out there goofy name is a good representation, because it's more removed from me outside of music.
Oh, that's really good. And I respect the alter ego. I do respect the alter ego. Sometimes we need a nice name we could go to when life's getting, you know, bumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking about that, now I did see your debut album was released in 2020, the peak of the pandemic. Like, how was it, honestly, to release music or to even be a human while living in a pandemic? Like, how was that?
It was really rough. So I released the album in August. I had originally planned to release it in March, which is when the pandemic actually hit. But I held off. I was like, maybe I'll wait this out. But later in the summer, by August, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to wait this out. Who knows how long this is going to go? You know, I have this album ready. I'm making new songs. I don't want to sit on this forever. So I just released it. And, you know, if it weren't for the pandemic, I think it would have been a bigger release. I had plans to go out and shoot music videos and just do more in terms of promotion and getting the word out. But that I had kind of had to be nimble and switch over to doing everything digitally, kind of relying on lyric videos and doing all digital promotion. But it was still a good experience, I would say. And just looking at where the world is going, it's probably more likely that everything will become more and more digitalized. So, you know, maybe releasing my debut album in the midst of a pandemic is a good learning opportunity, because I'm definitely more savvy in terms of the digital space for music now.
It made sense, too, that it was going to be as big. It made sense. And the album's actually very accurate too. Like, I realized, you know, Oblivion, like if people, like, you know, if people has ever been an English person and ever really know any of Oblivion, I mean, it's like forgetting or having been forgotten or being unaware, or just consciousness, so it's so accurate. I never knew, like 2020 was the year people wanted to forget. Get it? forget. I wanted to go away. So I like that the album's very accurate too.
Yep, and you know, I predicted the future.
You did. You predicted the future. Look at you. Look at you go. You literally almost took a page out of all the musicians' books combined. You took a page out of their diaries, and took a page out of their lyrics books, and you put it into your debut album. I mean, wow. It reminds me of Sour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, reminds me of Olivia's Sour album. Except it's not about breakups, it's about, like, a personal life. It's crazy though.
Yeah.
And it's even nice that you got the Blue Sky as the album. Like that was nice too. That was a nice touch of the Blue Sky.
Like, yeah.
Actually, I want to know, was that painted or was that like actual photo of you outside?
It was an actual photo. I took it on my balcony.
Oh, I thought it was like painting, and then they overlapped it with, you know, digital art or something.
It was just a photo on my balcony at a particular angle, so you could kind of get that and my face in it.
No, it almost looks like either you're crying or you're pissed.
I I mean, that's pretty in line with the album, so I'll take that.
Yes, definitely true, definitely true. I mean, you got the depressed face, like, you're disappointed. And it made sense, August 2020, that's when the show started for me. That's when this started, and that's when work kind of cut for me. So it was perfect timing, too.
Yeah, it was a crazy time. I remember here, it was actually when COVID got better, and then we were like, oh, maybe we're out of the woods. And then literally a month after, it's like, nope.
Yeah, exactly. And you got accurately, too. That's how people thought, you know, that's also when they thought when the vaccines came out. I was like, yay, we're finally out of COVID, but nope.
Nope.
The news, look a little further.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not with you. Oh my god, are you doing this interview outside right now? I can hear outside sounds. Are you literally doing this outside?
No, I'm inside. My heat went off, so it has like a really loud, blowy fan noise.
Oh, that's the fan. I thought you were outside.
No, it's too cold to be outside right now.
I can imagine. I think it's like 40, 50... like degrees out, like, well, for you Celsius, so it may be like 30 40.
Yeah, well, Celsius, it's like negative something, so there's snow.
Oh, it's okay, so
yeah, there's okay, snow, so
it's
everywhere.
Really freezing.
Yeah, it's really cold. Snow really? Everywhere. Yeah, you can see your own breath. Kind of cool.
What? Oh, you're so lucky. I want that.
Really? No, I would switch with you. I don't like the cold.
Oh, really? What you don't like about it? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with the cold? It's just uncomfortable. It's kind of,
yeah.
It's kind of numbing, and then you have to wear so many layers, so you're more heavy, and you know, in the summer you walk around, you're kind of light. You have more energy, and then the winter you go out, you got a big coat, big boots, and it's just more exhausting to even walk.
Okay, no, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong. that part, yeah, no. Okay, now, okay. Dang it, you're on point again. You a super genius or something?
Also, when it's cold. Yeah, your face hurts after a while, so that's the reason I don't like it.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I used to have a lot of headaches whenever it would snow or whatever, it would be so cold. I used to get headaches or my face would freeze, or like when I was younger, my parents used to bug about me eating coats. I don't know if this happens with you guys, but I used to be fine just wearing like a t-shirt all along, so to like, heck no, get back in there. You need to be wearing the giant jacket. And I almost fell down the stairs once because I was wearing a giant jacket.
Oh my god.
I wore a giant jacket to school. My parents made me wear it all day because it was 30, 40 degrees out. And they made me wear this giant jacket. There was another time where I almost fell off the escalator at the mall. That was hilarious.
Because of her coat?
Yes, because they bought me like a giant coat to wear.
Yeah, your coat's getting
wet. It was gonna be like a sweater then a jacket over it. Like a sweater then a jacket, and then I'd be good. They bought me a giant fur coat. I'm like, what is that? It looks like a giant blanket or a giant pillow.
Was it warm though?
Comforting, but I just felt so big. I felt like I was walking in mud, or I felt like I was, you know, stuck in a giant body and I was trying to maneuver.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe one day you could. I mean, the pandemic is, you know, starting to smoothen out. Some areas don't smoothen out anyway. So maybe you can come travel, who knows?
Yeah, I would love to travel again. It's kind of boring staying in one place all the time, and I just feel like, you know, the world is so big, you can't just stay in one place.
You know, that's what I tell people, you know, I always tell people, you gotta travel, because it's boring, you know, just staying in the same place, it's boring, you gotta travel out and get to know people, you know, cultures, and enjoy your, your catalog.
Yeah, get new perspectives too when you travel.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking about new perspectives, now that we're in this new year, 2021, what are your goals and ambitions for the new year? Anything, you know, you're working towards this new year, or it's just going to be like the same as last year?
I would say just working on music more consistently. Last year, I kind of worked on a lot of the songs on the first half of the year, and those are kind of the songs that I'm putting finishing polishes on to release. But this year, I want to work on music consistently, produce more, have more songs, and yeah, just evolve through music.
Very good goals. Very good. And I hope you get all those things. I hope you release music more. You know, good luck to all your new music. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do this. It was such a treat getting to meet you and getting to do this. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
That was really good to hear. And good luck with all your future ventures. Any last words for the audience?
Go follow my social media and stay tuned for the EP.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you. Don't make sure to check out Holy Ramen down below in the links provided. Make sure you check out Sanctuary. You'll all get a chance to hear the song right after this segment. You'll get a chance to hear this single. Make sure to keep an eye out for her EP. Make sure to check out her debut album, Oblivion, now released on all platforms. I hope you guys have a nice evening. Thank you all for tuning in. And keep on supporting musicians. Hope you all enjoy the rest of y'all's night. Don't be idiots. And hope you guys enjoy a nice 2022. Love y'all. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
But it's for a reason. Hiding in my sanctuary, away from the world. I'm so lonely, but I like being alone. You can call me, but I never pick up the phone. Hiding in my sanctuary, I know. To be heart so hollow and empty, my anxiety keeps me up at night. Small seeds grow into parasites, so caught up in the thrill of taking flight. flight, you forgot the risk of falling. The value of life is now tied to cash, strung by numbers till we turn to ash. Nightmares disguised as dreams, torn apart right at the seams. So misunderstood like salty rats, so misunderstood like Joan of Arc, tied to these stakes, but I'm 2 days right now to care about my fate. The messages have stopped coming in, I'm now just a distant memory, erased from the world, now no one can ever find me. Someday maybe the mystery will be solved like Earhart, Ambrose and H. Holt. Carry my intentions through the wind calling, this is my final bidding. Standing still throughout all the seasons, I'm out of touch but it's for a reason. Hiding in my sanctuary, away from the world. I'm so lonely but I like being alone. You can call me but I never pick up the phone. Hiding in my sanctuary, I know. But it's for